The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, a lot of sportsy stuff, because it is a sportsy day. We are at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. And I see we have like gift certificates sitting here. Are we supposed to be giving these away? Because these are awesome. They're $25 gift
certificates. I think so.
Or should we keep them for ourselves?
The promo guys didn't tell us.
Yeah, they didn't tell us anything.
Didn't win a gift certificate yet?
Well,
he didn't win. All right.
Well, we can give him one then.
All right.
We'll give away.
What are we giving these away?
Yeah.
We're giving those away.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, see, all baby Dwight Howard's done today is try to slam the door in my face. So,
yeah.
And Ninja was half asleep when I got here.
That's a shocking development.
Yeah.
Else is new?
Well, give him one of those, and then we have two more. So if you come out in the next half hour, just come up to Baby Dwight Howard and say, stay sportsy, and we will.
Or come up and poke Fred's nipple.
No, you're not. Not to touch me. Not to get anywhere near me.
Through the shirt. It's
no,
okay.
No. I do not wish to be sexually assaulted by anyone.
All right.
Unless it's a really hot girl, in which case, yeah, she can do whatever she wants.
All right.
As long as she's not crazy. But, yeah, just come up to Baby Dwight Howard and say, stay sportsy. And the next two people who do that, who walk in, will win the gift. $25 gift. I mean, you can drink a lot for that.
Look at these curveballs. It's like cartoon. It's like a cartoon pitch.
Yeah. It's Kershaw. He's just sick. All right, so do you want to do our awards predictions first, or do you want to do the divisions first?
Well, let's do divisions first.
Okay, well, we'll start with the NL East, where I think this is the Washington Nationals' year, probably the last chance that they're going to have these guys together. I'm going to take the Nationals to win the division.
I like the Nationals, too. I think it really kind of comes down to the health of their two, I guess their co-aces, Strasburg and Scherzer. And if those two guys stay healthy, I think they're the best team. If not, the Mets are right there with them.
Yeah, the Mets are very good, and I have the Mets just barely missing the playoffs. But I think the wild card race is going to be very interesting in both leagues for a lot of reasons.
Agreed.
In the Central, I went with the Cubs. I really wanted to pick the Cardinals here because the Cardinals are always there and every year. And I think the Cubs could be due for a little bit of a letdown, but it's just hard to pick anybody else but Chicago.
I'm with you, Cubs.
And in the West, I will take the Dodgers.
We're the same across the board, Fred.
Okay, so but I bet our wild cards are different. I know a lot of people are in love with the Rockies this year. I like
the Rockies. They start with like three starters on their disabled list.
Yeah.
They're not healthy, and their pitching is. I mean, Gray is solid. Well, he got wrecked today by a bad Brewers team. I think they're kind of like the Astros. As great as their hitting is, they just don't have the arms to hold up, and Greg Holland is their closer now. He's got half an arm. I like the Rockies to improve, but not make the playoffs.
Yeah, I have the Giants and Cardinals as my wild card, with the Mets just missing. Not going to surprise me if the Mets are the other team. I feel pretty good about two of those three getting there, so I'll take the Giants and Cardinals.
I have Giants and Mets.
Okay.
So my concern with the Cardinals is just that. When they lost Reyes, their pitching staff isn't quite as deep as it was, you know, a few weeks ago or last season.
And I am going to pick a mild upset to come out of the NL.
Okay.
I will have the Dodgers winning the National League.
So do I, Fred.
Oh, great. Wonderful. We didn't talk about this before the show.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but I want to. I do think that the Well, I think the Cubs will be very good. I think this is a year Clayton Kershaw cranks it up in the playoffs big time, and the Dodgers get it done. So I have the Dodgers coming out of the National League. Over to the American League, where I'm going to pick a slight upset in the AL East. I'm going to take Toronto to win the division with another big season. I know they lost Encarnacion, but that lineup is still very good. I think the pitching is underrated, and I think the Red Sox are going to be very good, and I also think they're just a little bit overhyped. I think they make the playoffs, but I'll take the Jays to win the division.
All right, I'm taking the Red Sox.
Okay. Central, I got to take the Indians.
Yeah, same.
I do think the Tigers have one last run in them and will compete for a wild card, but I just think that's Cleveland's division to win. And in the AL West, I think these rumors of the Rangers' demise are a little premature. And until the Astros prove to me that they can do better than 5-14 against the Rangers, and the Rangers have beaten them like a dog the last 2 years, I think the Rangers have enough left to win the division. I think Seattle will be better, but I'm not sold on them being good enough to win the division. I have the Texas Rangers winning the AL West.
I have the Rangers winning, too. Now, I will say, if they lose you Darvish again,
yeah,
which, I mean, eventually the guy's got to stay healthy.
Right.
Or maybe he doesn't. But assuming he's healthy, I think they're the best team. If he goes down, I think it opens it right back up to the Astros and the Mariners.
For my wild card teams, and I had several that I think, if I'm not picking the Red Sox to win the division, I have to have them in the playoffs. I think they're going to I think they're in. And then I have the Astros as the other one.
But the AL wild card race is so open.
Yeah, it is.
There's like eight teams
Tigers
you could have said, and
yeah.
There's nobody I would have laughed at. So
Tigers, Orioles, I think you could throw into that mix. Yankees, even. I mean, all those teams.
Well, I've got the Mariners and the Yankees.
Okay.
So, I mean, but again, like you said, the Orioles, the Royals, the Tigers, the Mariners, Astros, any of those, I wouldn't have faulted you for saying them. So, I mean, unless you came with something crazy like the A's.
The White Sox.
Yeah, the White Sox. Yeah. I promise the White Sox won't be a wild card.
No, I think we're safe on that, and I think we're safe on Oakland.
So. You're probably safe on Tampa, too.
Yeah, I don't think they're – and I think they'll sell off a couple more players, too. So, all right, and then coming out of the American League, drum roll, please. I have the Cleveland Indians, and I have the Indians winning the whole thing.
You and I have the same World Series, same winner. So we spent too much time together.
Apparently. I kind of thought I'd have – well, I did have one different division winner.
You did have one different division winner.
So
– that's it.
Yeah.
We have the same exact division winners except for one.
That's pretty boring.
Yep. Oh, well. Who's your AL MVP?
Well, I'm going to have a little bit of a long shot for you. I kind of wanted to go with Betts, but if I'm going to have Toronto – winning the division, I'm going to take Josh Donaldson as my upset.
I'll go Manny Machado.
They're both 14-1, by the way, so we're not giving chalk out here.
Yeah, I think the Orioles barely missed the playoffs, but I think that they're up to the last minute of it, on it because of him. I think he's just such a stud, and now he's playing shortstop. I think he's one of the most complete players in baseball.
All right.
I've already said Corey Seager. Here's my NL MVP.
My NL MVP will be Chris Bryant.
Okay.
As I think, and once again, the Astros will look stupid for taking a bad pitcher over him.
Cy Young?
Cy Young, I am going to go with Corey Kluber as my pick. As I think the Indians are going to be really good, I think he's going to have a terrific year. Chris Sale's going to get a lot of attention, and deservedly so, but... hey man, that's not exactly an easy environment to pitch in. He's been pitching in a no pressure place for a long time, and you know that's when you pitch in Boston or Chicago or New York, it is a different animal. I think you'll have a good year, but I'll go with Corey Kluber in a mild upset.
I like Corey Kluber. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that may be an upset. I think most people would say it's either him or Sale. I'll go a little more off the board and I'll go Yu Darvish and take that chance if he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I think if he's healthy, he's as good as anybody. I will go with a slight upset in the NL, though.
Even
as we watch Clayton Kershaw humiliate the Padres.
Well, it is the Padres.
I'll go with Noah Syndergaard from the Mets.
Okay. I will go with Max Scherzer.
Okay.
I will also go against Kershaw. So, what else we got?
That's all I really. I mean,
yeah, nobody cares about rookie of the year and manager. Yeah. So, all right. We shall see. 713-780.
Only one of us can be right, Fred. Nope, we could both be right.
Yeah, we could both be right. Or we can both be wrong.
That's true.
So, there you go.
No, no twins. Oh, most wins? I think the Cubs.
Yeah.
I mean, the NL Central's rather weak, and I just think they're so stacked. I do like the Indians. The Indians are my favorite team this year. I think that they're going to be legit, but I just think that division is too tough to warrant them winning, you know, 100-something games. I just can't picture that happening.
Yeah, I think the one thing that gives the Indians a chance to have more wins is I just don't think the Central is very good. I think it's...
I don't know. I think the Royals are still good. I think the Tigers are still good.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if either one of those teams were good or they tanked. Chicago's...
The Twins
terrible.
And White Sox are
bad.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got two teams in there that are just useless. So, I think Cleveland may have the most complete team in terms of pitching.
Oh, I think without a doubt.
And, you know, but I do think that the Nationals.
Although Boston's in that conversation.
Yeah, Boston's in that conversation. I think the Cubs are in that conversation. And I think if you box those three in the exact, you probably get your World Series
more
winner.
Than likely. Although Dodgers, I would say, is it? That's,
yeah, yeah. I picked them to get there. So if you can get there, yeah. You can damn sure win it. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're out here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come on out and get your drink on before all the action starts. If you're going downtown for the game, you should come here for a couple first because you're not going to be able to get a place to drink down there. It's going to be crazy because it's opening night, right? And God forbid you get in an accident on the way to the game. Well, guess what? Got you covered. Get in an accident, dial my man Dave. He will take care of you. If you or your loved one has experienced a workplace accident, car, truck accident, slip and fall accident, maybe have an overtime claim, all you have to do, dial Dave. Call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice. They will tell you whether or not they can help you. And if they can help you, there's nobody better to have on your side. They're committed to your success. And when you've been injured, it's really tough to focus on your medical treatment. At the same time, you're dealing with insurance forms and questions. Well, guess what? Those insurance companies, they've got lawyers. You need a lawyer. And Mestemaker and Straub, you're going to get a specialized attorney who's going to deal with the insurance company so you can go on recovering. And they'll actually arrange medical care for you without money having to be paid up front. And if you're not sure if you are actually due a settlement, well, guess what? Call them. They'll tell you. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. These guys are bulldogs, man. They're going to fight for you. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now and let them put your mind at rest. You can go to LawyerDave.com. Check them out there. You can learn everything you want to know. But I'll just tell you, Dave does a lot of stuff besides personal injury. He's done a lot of things for me. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Go to LawyerDave.com. That's LawyerDave.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come on out. We've got two more gift cards to give away. All you have to do is you come on in, you walk up to baby Dwight Howard and say, stay sportsy, and he'll give you a gift card. Until we give away those two. When we talk about commissioners in sports and good ones and bad ones, we agree that Adam Silver is probably coming off the best of anyone these days.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
And that Rob Manfred seems to be an improvement over Bud Selig.
I mean, it would have been hard for him not to be perceived as an improvement.
Well... He touched on an issue that I think is that more commissioners ought to address. And basically that MLB is in the what they call educational stages of talking to the owners about getting involved in the conversation concerning sports gambling regulation.
Okay.
He says, I think Adam Silver has done a nice job of making people aware that the landscape on sports gambling is changing around us, and it has changed dramatically. And in part in response to his comments, but in response to just general developments in the area, we've begun a conversation with the owners. It's educational in the beginning, in the sense that sports gambling has changed a lot. The old vision of betting illegally with a bookie somewhere is not today's world. So we've begun a conversation educating people about what's out there, what sports leagues in other countries have done, in an effort to make sure that Major League Baseball is ready to join what I think is going to be a dialogue about how sports gambling regulation in the United States should be changed. I think that just moved Manfred to number two among the commissioners. Yeah. I mean, it's a simple thing, but if you're having a conversation about it, if you're at least Goodell basically just comes out and says, oh, yeah, we're moving to Vegas, but we're still against gambling. That's not something we're ever going to think about. And don't even get me started on Gary Bettman, who's by far the worst commissioner in all of sports, and announced today that the NHL players won't be playing in the Olympics, which is just dumb on so many counts. The players want to be there. People want to see it. More people, they actually get, I mean, the ratings for the Olympics dwarf anything in the NHL, and that's where they get attention and eyeballs, so it's just stupid that they're doing that. So good for Rob Manfred for coming out and saying this.
I got a little other commissioner news.
Yeah?
While we're on that subject. And the one guy that you didn't mention when you were ranking them is, of course, Roger Goodell.
He's barely ahead of Gary Bettman in my mind.
It's interesting you say that because the NFL is in renegotiation talks with Goodell, whose contract expires in March 2019. He currently makes $40 million per year, which on the surface sounds like a lot, right?
Yeah.
The reason why the NFL would like to extend his contract is because under Goodell, league revenue has doubled from $7 billion to $14 billion. So while publicly Goodell is not liked and fans don't like him, the people who run the NFL love the dude because he's making them money. Well, I shouldn't say he is. On his watch, the league is making money hand over fist. And it's hard to complain at that point, right?
Right. Well, if you're the owner, absolutely.
So
the owners love him because he makes them a crap load of money.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's a pretty unbelievable statistic, though, right? Under his watch, from $7 to $14
billion? And yes, I'll give him credit for that, but I don't know that it wouldn't happen with anybody as commissioner.
You might be right.
And it might not have happened. I mean, they might be making even more.
Could be.
If I guess all the things that have hit them have been since the last TV deal. I think the next TV deal is going to be a real key here. If the ratings continue to stumble like they did over last season, if you keep having these black eyes to the league that, and I think part of it is just the way he's dealt with them. I mean, the Deflategate thing was shamefully overblown. It should have never been the story it was.
Yeah.
And that's on him. And how he's handled some of this other stuff is just, certainly from a financial standpoint, and that's all that really matters to owners is, are we making money? But from a PR standpoint, he's been a nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with Bettman. He's made those owners money, but he's a unlikable human being who has no sense whatsoever of public relations. And I think I think you have to understand, I guess here's how I'd put it. Roger Goodell does not give a rat's ass about the fans. He cares about the owners and taking care of them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's your job. But I do think guys like Adam Silver and Rob Manfred to a lesser extent do recognize that, the fans can get frustrated and walk off. Now, those two leagues need fans more than the NFL does. And I think the NFL has gotten pretty arrogant about it. But at least they're recognizing some things to make their sports better and try to make their sports better and more appealing to people. We have another, I don't know if you saw this, another suspended ESPN guy.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this is pretty funny. Apparently, earlier today, ESPN's Dan Le Batard appeared to get pulled off the air and censored by the network when he made a 69 joke while talking about Gronk's appearance at WrestleMania. Oh, you got that? Let's hear it.
What would be the most perfect end to Rob Gronkowski's career?
That's pretty close right there.
Time for Dan to reluctantly take part in something his two guys couldn't be happier doing.
Did I do something wrong there?
They dumped you in Bristol.
Really? Wait a minute, Gronk's making those kind of jokes all the time.
Yep.
I got dumped in Bristol for that? Wait a minute. Does Gronk have more journalistic freedom than I do?
Clearly.
Is that really something that's a thing? It's okay for Gronk to reference the number between 68 and 70, but not me? What the hell is this? Disney? Somebody explain this to me. Because that's the way he's going to die.
That is pretty lame.
Yeah, well, it's lame.
I mean, listen, I'm no fan of the Dan Le Batard show by any stretch. In fact, I think it's a pretty horrible show.
Yeah.
But 69 got him dumped in Bristol?
Yeah, and apparently, I mean, that's just...
Add this to the reason of lists why I will never work in Bristol or never work on network radio. It just won't work.
Oh, I know. I'm with you. And I think I'm a lot more tame than you are.
Yeah.
But there's no way in hell. I'd get suspended five times a week there. I there's something every day that they wouldn't like that I say. So
who's got time for that?
Yeah. Forget the fact that it wasn't that funny to begin with. I really object to people getting... Yeah, having stuff like that get dumped. I mean, it's silly to me. And, you know, I don't blame him for being mad. What is this, Disney? That's been almost everyone who's worked the show there has been suspended at one time or another for something. I know he has too. I just can't imagine what that would be like. I guess maybe Mike and Mike have never been suspended.
I don't know. I wouldn't bet against it.
But
not that I know of.
Yeah.
I know Colin was at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a couple times, actually. But that's the thing. You hire people, you want them to be provocative, you want them to be out there, and then you suspend them.
Yeah.
When they don't even cross a line, really. How is that a dumping offense?
I don't know.
John, do you know exactly what he said? Because it went dark there.
I think he said the way that Gronk's going to die is the 69, basically. Doing that.
So he's going to suffocate?
Yeah. That got him dumped, and I cut out about, it was about 10 seconds of like dead air, and then if you watch the video feed, he's like looking at his producers like, what the hell's going on? And then that music starts playing.
Well, there you go. There you have it. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Eric says, is Goodell purposely playing the heel, taking the eye away from players and owners? No, I don't think he's that subtle or that clever. I think he's just, that's just what he is. So, Marketing TX says no non-major conference team has won an NCAA men's basketball title since UNLV. Do you think the refs will be biased against Gonzaga? I don't think so. I just think North Carolina's better. And I think we've seen this in the past when Butler got there against UConn. Usually technically UConn's from a non-major conference, but the teams with pedigree tend to win the championship.
Yeah.
We saw Butler get there, and we've seen Gonzaga get there. And I think Gonzaga has a pedigree now, but it always seems like if it comes down to something like that, it's always going to be the North Carolinas of the world that win it. And I don't think it's a ref thing or a bias thing. I think it's just there's something to be said for teams that are used to being there and that have done it before.
I won't say especially before the turn or before the game even starts, that – you know, they're the refs are going to give them hell. That doesn't make any sense to me. But
well, at this point, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change the ratings no matter who wins. Now, if you would have wanted to make a case that they would have rather had North Carolina, if there had been Duke on the other side, for instance, and you'd rather have North Carolina Duke, you can make that. You know, you can make the case, but now that they're here, why would it make any difference?
Yeah,
that game is, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, Connecticut no longer plays in a quote unquote major conference. Although I don't know how big of a deal that is anymore. I think it's less of a big deal than it was years ago. But they were in the AAC the last time they won, which is 2014. So it wouldn't be the first time since 89. But I just think, and we'll get into the matchup problems that North Carolina poses. I saw someone tweet today about Gonzaga's size is going to be troublesome for North Carolina, which makes me think they didn't watch many North Carolina games this year because Gonzaga's size is – North Carolina wrecks big teams because big teams are too slow to keep up with North Carolina, and North Carolina is too big for fast teams to play with. So, I mean – North Carolina is just a great hybrid team, specific. And again, like I said, we'll get into this deeper, I'm assuming, later on in the show. But who's going to guard Justin Jackson is the real issue to me tonight. And their options, like the one guy they have, when you're talking about a 6'8" shooting guard who can move, the one guy Gonzaga has who could probably match up with him is Jonathan Williams, who happens to be their power forward. And if he does, and he probably could, he's athletic enough to do it, but if he does, then you've probably got somebody who's 6'4" trying to guard Isaiah Hicks, and that's going to end in disaster. So I think the matchup problems North Carolina presents are plentiful.
Jay Rogers says Duke and Butler, not UConn. No, UConn beat them too. Butler lost back-to-back years, if you recall. They lost first to UConn and then to Duke. So you're half right.
All right, let's talk to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey? Tell me
hey
something
guys,
good,
good
man.
Afternoon. Beautiful weather and a beautiful day at Adel 281 Dirt Free. I was thinking, if you think about any business of any kind, and how rare is it to find the world's best? I mean, the world, you know, sometimes you'll see the world's best hamburger or something like that, and then that's up to conjecture, you know. This person likes onions on a burger, that one don't. How do you say it's the world's best? Friends, when you dial 281 Dirt Free, you will get the planet's best system. I've tested it in Dalton, Georgia, in a laboratory where they test cleaning processes, and nothing came close. H3O, instead of tap water, we got an altered water. Our wand has a temperature readout. We can read the carpet temperature while we're cleaning it. It's got a glider on it that vortex the water back to the truck. It's the giant truck that runs off the diesel engine. We invented that. We invented the freeze pot. We invented everything we use that's of importance. 281 Dirt Free. There's no system like it. Prove our boast. Let us start in your worst area. Carpet, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, full rugs. If you don't like what you see, we won't bill you. But if you do like it, 3 rooms of carpet cleaning is only $100. If you get any of the added services, if you were thinking about a tile job, we'll do a room of carpet for free. A sofa job, a leather sofa, we'll do a room of carpet for free. 281 Dirt Free, the first 20 callers, 281-347-8373, or simply go to dirtfreecarpet.com on the web. Give us a try and see if our boast isn't proven.
All right, there you go. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It'll force us. Two of the last three champs came from the AAC and the Big East, both watered down compared to major conferences, so I don't think the conferencing matters.
I wouldn't say the Big East is watered down either.
I don't think that's a fair statement. It's a pretty good conference.
But the AAC is not a good basketball conference.
No, and it should be. I mean, there's some historically good programs there besides UConn. It just hasn't developed. And
not many that have been recently good, though.
Cincinnati's been pretty good for a while.
Memphis.
Houston hasn't been good forever, but those are programs that should be better than what they are. And basically, it was just all it was this year was Cincinnati and SMU.
Yeah.
And with UConn down, I think that's – I mean, part of that conference's perception is that UConn was down.
Well, we always talk about with football, the Big 12, if Texas isn't good, the Big 12 will always be looked at as down. So even when Baylor's winning a bunch of games, people don't even consider the Big 12 serious until Texas and Oklahoma are doing well.
Right, right.
You know, and that's the way it is. Like you need your traditional powers to perform well.
And fair or not, if Ole Miss wins the SEC, then the perception will be the SEC is down.
No doubt.
And that's just it's realistic. So I know you broke it down a little bit, but a lot of people ask what's the best bet on the game tonight.
I think it's Carolina minus one is it to me, and I lean towards the under. If you have to make a play, I'm not betting the total, but mostly because I feel so strongly about this side.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that too. I'm with you. I will be tagging along on that one, and we'll see what happens. Big Dog asked if we talked about the Undertaker retiring. Yeah, we did. He was one of the guys that was prominent when I was still watching wrestling.
Yeah.
And him being from here is pretty cool. So, want to know if we get him on the show at some point. Maybe we'll get Jerome to work that out since they're basketball buddies. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. Couple other things I wanted to get to. I don't want to get too much into the whole thing of the LPGA, but where do you come down on people sitting there on their TV calling in rules violations that cost people tournaments?
It's weird, first of all. It's more weird that the LPGA is, like, looking into every email that they get.
Yeah.
Like, that's odd. But, no, I mean, I'm guessing that it was someone who was related to someone or friends with someone who's the other golfer. But
yeah, well, let's start with this. The only people watching LPGA are family members and really disturbed individuals.
Right.
That's it. Right. So if it was a family member, great. But I think it's it's silly. Granato doesn't watch women's golf. He'll watch men's golf. But I think it's silly that you can change the outcome of a tournament by sitting there watching it on TV and sending somebody an email.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that, you know, okay, let's say.
We also need to have some kind of common sense in the punishment for something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that's not an honest mistake. Like, was she really that third of an inch or whatever? Is that really, like, tournament-changing worthy? Four-stroke penalty? No. It's not. So I think that there's got to be a different way to punish it if you are going to punish something like that at all. And maybe the way to do it is have an official on every green and let them be the ball marker. Like I've always thought about that in golf. Like maybe you've got an official that marks the ball instead of the players marking their own balls.
I just don't understand how quarter of an inch makes a difference.
It doesn't, but
and that's a four-stroke penalty.
Mind you, a quarter of an inch on a 2.5-foot putt.
Yeah, I would never watch, so I don't really care. But I do think it just seems silly to me. It seems like it'd be the same, I guess, if let's say in baseball, second inning of a game, you know, somebody emails in three innings later that dude balked in the second inning. It'd be
right.
Like going back and say, oh, okay, we're going to let that run count. That's just BS. I mean, when the round's over, and that's that. I think it's kind of why it's – and, of course, they're getting talked about, which there's no other reason we'd ever discuss the LPGA
exactly.
on the show ever. But,
which is exactly – I mean, UConn losing was the only reason the women's tournament was noteworthy.
Right, right. But I think sometimes people are just silly. Eric, what's so odd about the LPGA reading 7 emails in a week? I'm sure they get more than – I'm sure they get 9. Just, hey, what's up, LPGA?
But, yeah, I mean, it would be like, you know, a fan phoning the NBA office and telling them to change a call or something. I mean, it's very strange. Like, he stepped, his foot was out of bounds. I mean, if the officials don't get it, the officials don't get it. And I don't think that's something that should be happening. I don't think it's something that they want to set a precedent for either.
Well, but it's been said. I mean, it's happened in PGA events where people have called in and they've gone back and looked at it and penalized people. I think that's silly. People watching at home should not be impacting the result of anything. 936 says, but the people that watch do care, so you cannot discount it. Sam, well, yeah, I can discount it because I think it's silly to go and apply a penalty because of that. So, LPGA event or WNBA? Ooh, I'll probably go LPGA just because some of them are cute. That'd be my – but neither one of them are on my radar.
I don't even know where to – I mean, I guess for gun to head, maybe LPGA. I don't know.
Yeah. It was a four-stroke penalty because it was two strokes for the mark. And
I understand, but
it's still stupid.
So if she would have known that if they would have called the penalty at the time, she wouldn't have signed the wrong card. So that's on them.
Yeah, that's the thing. And for them to come back a day later and then ding you twice for that, I just think it's stupid. And it's golf has some stupid rules. Some of the things that they do are frustrating. And every sport has rules where you just kind of shake your head and go, what the bleep? I think golf has more than anybody. And part of it is because you have to call the penalties on yourself. And that's fine, but you know, to have people sitting at home doing this is just crazy. What was that, John? Ah, well, tell you what, man, if you've got a business and you're hiring, you need to know where to post your job to find the best candidates. You're not going to put it on just one website because you're not going to get good people. And then you're going to, you know, 6 months from now, you're going to be looking again because you got a donkey. If you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. It's what ZipRecruiter is about. You can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yep, no juggling emails, no calls to your office. You can quickly screen your candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. It's really simple, guys. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has not only been used by Fortune 100 companies, but they've also been used by thousands of small and medium-sized businesses as well. And right now, my listeners can post their jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, try it for free, guys. ZipRecruiter.com/play.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Tune in to the NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship on ESPN 97.5 and SB Nation 1560, 6:30 tonight.
All right. We're back on the Blitz live here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Need to tell you that Nexen Tire is leading in warranty in the tire industry. Nexen has exclusive free roadside assistance. Have a flat tire? Nexen will change your tire or two on your vehicle for free. Nexen has the fastest-growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexen Tire at nexentireusa.com. And, of course, as you just heard, Gonzaga versus North Carolina coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Somebody said, John said, the person who sent it in also had to pause the TV during this and examine it. They should publish their name to the public. Absolutely. Like, if you're going to be impacting something like that, then, yes, you should be – I mean, it should be – completely transparent.
But would you care who it is? I wouldn't.
Well, I think that person's name ought to be out there, though, if they're going to be impacting a tournament. We always talk about, you know, officials should be available for interviews after games. I mean, if you're the person responsible for making a ruling, then your name should be out there. That's life.
Hey, Fred, we have to give away tickets to a local sporting event.
Yeah.
That's happening at a big baseball stadium downtown tomorrow.
We got Rice tickets?
No, that stadium's not downtown.
So not Houston?
Nope.
Not the University of Houston, I mean?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a professional team. Professional sporting event.
Okay.
That's happening at the baseball stadium. You got one more to throw in the mix? All right. We got two pairs of tickets. So club level seats.
Ooh, those are nice.
You fancies?
Yeah.
Landon Crosby is one.
All right.
That kid won? How old are you, kid? Why aren't you at school? All right.
Yeah, they've been here for a long time.
Sounds like BS. I don't know. 245. And no,
yeah,
Phil, his dad.
No, yeah, you can't win them both.
Lee Johnson. So Lee, I don't know if Lee's here or not, but Lee Johnson is the other winner.
Yeah, there's Lee.
Oh, Lee's here also. Well, look at you guys.
Nice.
There you go, sir. Congratulations. Come on up here, Landon. Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
All right.
Good for you guys.
That's pretty cool.
You're welcome. Yes, thank you, A.J. Hoffman. That's what you're welcome, everyone. You're welcome for the show. You're welcome for the tickets.
See, you get credit. I'm the one that gives away everything. The one thing you give away now
it's because I gave it away to a little kid.
That's true. That's true.
You give away stuff to our normal listeners who are weirdos, you know.
All right. If you on your way out here still, we're only here till 6:30 because of the game tonight. But we still have a couple of gift certificates to give away. So just come on out, go up to Baby Dwight Howard and say stay sportsy and you'll get them.
Hey, what's the deal with I understand like the narratives tonight in the basketball game. Everyone's saying there's a great storyline either way. With Gonzaga, it would be their first championship ever. For North Carolina, it would be redemption. What did North Carolina have to redeem? They lost in the championship game
to a better team.
on a last second shot to a really good team.
Yeah, there's no redemption. That's the problem is
like did they somehow shame everyone by losing that game? Like redemption would be if you lost in the first round to Western Carolina.
If you were Michigan State 2 years ago,
right,
when they lose to a 15.
Yeah, that's when you need redemption. North Carolina played for the championship last year. I mean,
and lost to a really good team on a last-second shot.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think they need
to redeem
themselves.
In fact, I thought they played their ass off in that game.
Yeah, I thought. I don't know. I don't get that. I don't get the.
That's the problem. Everybody has to create storylines, right? It's not like the game itself is interesting enough. You've got to make stuff up, and I find that irritating, and it's something that. Hey, I used to be responsible for it when we had to come up with storylines.
Headlining.
And you got to come up with storylines. What's the story behind the story? Sometimes the story itself is interesting enough. You got two pretty good basketball teams. You got one of the all-time programs in North Carolina. You've got a team that has been really good for a long time now in a small conference. And the players themselves are interesting. The teams themselves are interesting. So what? If they win their first, woo, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we need
congratulations.
I don't think we need anything forced. Like, right. If you wanted to go with the redemption storyline, like back when Michigan played Louisville, there you go.
Yeah.
It was a redemption story. Louisville beat Michigan in the finals, and Michigan had a chance to pay them back a couple years later. That's a storyline.
Yeah,
but like saying that North Carolina is playing for redemption from losing last year, from being the runner-up to the national champions last year. I don't think you need redemption
from
that.
This is why I don't watch pregame shows, because that's going to be your storyline tonight.
It's everywhere. I don't get it.
And that's because you have to create storylines. That's the new reality. Well, it's the old reality. It's been there forever. And then we'll have to watch one shining moment at the end of this again, which I can't. One of these years, I'm turning it off. Is my least favorite thing. If you want to talk about a storyline,
I don't watch that any years.
Let's get rid of one shining moment, because it's an absolute. Well, for one thing, it's not accurate because they show about 50 moments.
Yeah,
and the song is dumb, the highlights are dumb. I hate one shining moment. I am not watching this year. Done. 713-780 ESPN. Do we have time to do the gem of the day, or should I save that for the next segment.
I would save it.
Okay. 318 says, have I missed any Astros talk? Yes, you missed a lot of Astros talk, all on podcastarena.com. So,
yes, we did actually talk on opening day. We talked some basketball.
And like, how do you guys see the AL West shaking out this year? 5 o'clock segment on Podcast Arena. We broke down every division. So, there you go. A lot of people think you should be reading the tire spot.
I can do that.
It kind of fits you.
Yeah, it would, actually.
Yeah, but all right.
I'm glad to help out when I can, Fred. You know that.
I'm
a team player.
I love helping out, too, and I love giving gifts to people who matter, and I love giving flowers to people who matter. Just sometimes I'm kind of stupid when it comes to birthdays and anniversaries, important dates like that. I can tell you about
and
every
quantum physics. You're stupid at that too.
Well, I'm okay at quantum physics. I understand the quantum.
I mean, relative to a stupid person.
Well, yeah, but relative to a genius, no.
Okay.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson probably knows more about the universe than I do.
Probably a little.
So if we're going to compare things that way, but one thing I'm just not very good at is remembering dates. I can remember every bad beat at the poker table. But I can't remember my wife's birthday sometimes.
You remember my wife's birthday, which is weird.
Well, it's because it's the same birthday as mine, so that's easy to remember.
Okay. I was going to get suspicious for a minute.
Yeah, no. that one's pretty easy. But, birthdays and anniversaries and things like that, I miss all the time. And I'll have to call a day later because I forgot. Well, Pro Flowers has the ultimate solution to ensure this never happens again. They've just launched their brand-new Pro Gifter service. It's the easiest, fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries to the same or different or to 3 addresses or the same up to a year in advance. So while you're thinking about it now, go punch this in, and they're going to take care of you because if you procrastinate or forget that anniversary or birthday, this is a service for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99.
Yeah, that's $70 in savings right there. And Pro Flowers is always using the best growers. They're buying direct, so you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee that passes a 7-point quality check before they're shipped, so you know they're going to look good. You've got dates in mind, things you're like, oh, man, it'd be great if I was already pre-prepared for that date. Do it now. Don't wait any more time. Send flowers for right now. You can think of it. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. It's that simple. Pro Flowers, proflowers.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.